Several roads are closed indefinitely because of damage to bridges, according to Buffalo County Public Information Officer Sonia Hansen.
NN is closed indefinitely because the bridge is washed out. County Trunk U that's closed indefinitely. Bridge work needs to be done there. County X, because there's a bridge that is still out there.
Hansen says many roads are unsafe because shoulders have been washed out. To the east in Trempealeau County, floodwaters are finally receding, according to Sheriff Richard Anderson.
Yesterday, there was, significant issues with traffic flow and roads being closed. I think all of the county roads and the state roads are open at this point.
Some local roads are still closed. You can find a map with current road closures on the Buffalo County website. Up to 8 inches of rain fell in some areas, closing roads and causing headaches for homeowners and businesses. Karen Silla is the owner of the Coffee Pot Cafe in the small city of Independence.
Terrible. Water was up to my mom's front steps. The pond was totally full. The park was all covered. The roads are closed. The bridge is closed. We don't need to get any more rain right now.
Flooding also forced the evacuation of the Gunderson Health System Clinic in Independence, according to the clinic's Chris Stauffer.
Water was pouring in through a wall, and there was nothing that anyone could do. And for a matter of safety for not only patients, but for staff members as well, we evacuated the premises.
Patients are being referred to the Gunderson Clinic in Whitehall until the Independence Clinic can be reopened. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.